From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. May 20th, about 7:30 at night, Eureka Police went to the 4,000 block of Campton Road for the report of an elderly man found dead in his residence by a relative. Upon arrival, they found 84-year-old Roger Mitchell Clark deceased alone in his home. It was immediately evident that Clark had been murdered, EPD confirming his death as a homicide. On Tuesday this week, detectives identified a strong person of interest in the homicide and two other recent stabbing cases. 22-year-old Eureka resident Wesley Lee Sterrett, arrested by EPD following a traffic stop. As other investigators surveilled his residence, he was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on unrelated charges, including probation violation, being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, and other offenses. A search warrant was executed at his home, and additional evidence was collected. Four new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed on Wednesday, bringing to 98 the total number of Humboldt County residents who have tested positive for coronavirus. All four of the new cases were acquired through contact with another known case. The total number of confirmed cases now at 98, total number of recovered cases 72, total number of hospitalizations 13, and the total number of deaths sits at 2. The City of Eureka will be issuing sidewalk cafe encroachment permits free of charge during the pandemic. The permits allow outdoor dining and related activities on public sidewalks with public sidewalk access requirements for businesses in the city. For information on how to apply, you can call the Public Works Department. Their number is 707-441-4194. Well, coming up on June 1st, the Yurok Tribe will officially begin operating the Stone Lagoon Visitor Center following the completion of the first ever Joint Powers Authority Agreement between the California Department of Parks and Recreation and a tribal government. The Joint Powers Authority Agreement extends for a period of 5 years. It affords the tribe latitude in terms of what it can do at the Humboldt Lagoons State Park facility, which is located in close proximity to a Yurok village site. The agreement creates an opportunity for the tribe to hire interpreters to inform park visitors about the heritage of the Yurok people. The tribe will be putting on cultural sharing activities like canoe making tutorials, basket making classes, and storytelling events at the visitor center. The agreement also establishes a process for the tribe and the park to grant new concession contracts to tribal and non-tribal entrepreneurs. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.